Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome aboard, Mr. and Mrs. America and all ships at sea. Charles Ball in the house. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, thanks.
Ah, man, great to see you. It's been a bit.
It's been a while since I've seen you.
Yeah, between vacations, a little COVID action, you know.
Oh, yeah. Always something. That's right.
It's summer, man. It happens.
Yeah. It is that, and Charles Miller's off doing some family stuff, just like I was last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went up to Telluride for a week, and then I was up in Portland for a week, and, yeah, I got in some good family time.
Great. You know, you're one of the guys who can stay connected all the way around the world because your family's all the way around the world.
They are.
I mean, not just the United States. I mean the entire planet.
Yeah, I got lots of relatives overseas.
Oh, man.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't have any immediate, unless it's our siblings, you know, all my other relatives are all overseas. But, yeah, it keeps life interesting.
I bet it does. You get to hear things that, you know, things are really going on.
Well, it's neat. I've been to all those places except Sydney.
Ah.
I think that's one of my next destinations, so I can kind of see the scene over there. But you get to run with the natives.
You get to have fun.
That's what's nice about running around with cousins and uncles and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Makes it interesting.
So, what's going on?
Well, just trying to get back in the saddle. So, everybody's got issues. So, as soon as I came
back. Don't we all?
There's always something. And as a matter of fact, even myself, you know, I've got this OnePlus phone, which I've been praising how wonderful this thing is.
It looks good.
It's really a nice phone. It's got a lot of horsepower. It's got a lot of storage. It's a heavy-duty phone. But now, the last Android update, you know, it said, okay, we got the latest one here. You want to install it? I said, sure. You know, I'll see what's new. But it's been quirky on several fronts.
Ooh.
Like one of them, for example, when I'm listening, like my Pandora music, I like driving around to see if I still have a connection, you know, because if you don't have service, it goes off.
Oh, boy, yeah, it does.
It does give you the option to go into offline mode. So now you can, the stuff that you stored on your phone, you know, you can play your playlist from there. So it doesn't totally knock you out, but I use it that way, like, especially driving remote somewhere. Mm-hmm. That way I know when I have service or when I don't. But the other thing I've noticed, like, well, I'll pick up a call, you know, so, you know, my music will go in the background. It just goes off. I'll do my phone call, and then it'll come back, and it does not always come back. And trying to get it back, you know, is being kind of a tricky wicket. So I'm going through all the exercise. Okay, what works consistently, because I hate stuff that's just kind of sporadic, you know, it just works once in a while.
Oh, yeah, because you just never know what's
that's
going
right.
on.
Well,
there.
Yeah. You're fiddled with it, and especially if you're driving, you don't have time to you know, pull over and try to get your music back. You know, that seems kind of ridiculous. So anyway, I go through little pains like that, just like everybody else. But the other issues I've been getting requests for is, like, emails. You know, people are having trouble getting all these junk emails, which I think we're all pretty much looking at that as the new norm. You know, you're going to get junk mail no matter what. But people are starting to get stuff from phones now. You know, it'll show some phone number, and it'll go to some distribution list, and everybody in a particular organization will get that. So now I'm starting to actually set up different mechanisms for controlling the traffic going in and out and verifying that this is real. And you know, because that's the problem with the internet, is you can't see who's on the other end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people try to get away with all kinds of stuff
because
of that very thing. So there are services like that available. So I'm getting ready to set one up, a fresh one. Mm-hmm. You know, so it basically gives me multiple domains. So you change the record where the mail goes to, where it's from, and verifies that you are legit. Mm-hmm. And so it's stuff like that that I've been having to deal with here lately. And typical stuff with updates. You know, I do a lot of updates on machines.
Oh, yeah. That takes up a lot of your time.
It's a ritual.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, going through those exercises, I'm finding all kinds of things. Like, for example, what was it, last Monday? I just happened to be out of town. And shoot, if it didn't, you know, I didn't have some outfit really get messed up with all their printers. So all of a sudden, none of their printers would work right.
Huh.
So I said, well, this is odd. Well, in this particular, it was a customer environment where it was a network with probably 50 users or so.
Yeah.
But when they can't print, you know, it's kind of a showstopper on a lot of fronts. So I had to basically go in and says, okay, what's going on with this thing? And you know, basically it was a combination of things. Like one is last month was a bad month for Microsoft and print spooler issues because they were patching this apparent security hole having to do with print, you know, services. And they're trying to take on a lot of that functionality. So there's other changes going on. Like for HP, for example, when you try to add a driver, it doesn't add a driver anymore. It says, well, go to this website, and it'll put it in there for you. Well, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, so that's been kind of a precarious thing. So I basically have gone through the exercise of different print models, figuring out which work, which don't, and how to properly set that up. Because when I'm doing this on servers, the servers basically have the print drivers, and they actually do the spooling process to the workstation. So, you know, it's kind of a two-step thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of troubleshooting along those lines. So it's, that's kind of stuff that keeps me busy.
Oh, boy, I'd say. Goodness sakes.
It's just like you have to chase stuff, you know, and figure out, okay, where's this coming from? And you know, it's nice when things can stay the same for a while, but they just never do.
Now, Charles Walls with IT Village, he is IT Village, as a matter of fact, and takes care of a lot of things all over the United States and elsewhere, and he's probably one of the best troubleshooters you're ever going to find. Keeps you a little busy, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'm kind of in high demand right now, which is both good and bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I did do something on my itvillage.one site to make it easier for people to contact me because I've got a little button in there. It pulls up a calendar, and I'm kind of trying to tweak on that because it doesn't look real great on the phone. It's too small to see. But anyway, when you can get to the top bar, you know, this works fine on the desktop or tablet, you know, the bigger machines, but the phone, you know, it puts it in this mobile mode, so the screens are kind of crunched, and it either has a good mobile mode or it doesn't. You know, people have...
Depends on what you have.
Yeah, depending on, you know, how well they've developed that side. But on the regular one, it's got an email to IT Village One. Mm-hmm. And when you click on that, it sends a message to techtalk@itvillage.one. Mm-hmm. And that way I can kind of keep people in the queue, because I know I have a lot of customers that keep me busy, but, you know, our Tech Talk following that we have here on the radio...
It's quite substantial.
Yeah, they could go down and see Charles Miller downstairs here, but I'm more elusive. You know, I can be...
You're all over the place.
I can be any number of places that keep me kind of hard to reach.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't hardly answer my phone anymore unless I recognize who it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I get blasted, just like I probably get 200 or 300 emails a day. Phone calls, probably at least a dozen just junk stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure people experience the same thing. It's, you know, there needs to be a better way of controlling that mechanism, and part of it has to do with you just don't know who's on the other end. Now, if they register themselves, and that's kind of how a lot of this email verification process goes, is we want to make sure we know who is doing this, you know, so... And then they're starting to get software now that can actually zing back, you know, to the... So I'm going to start looking at stuff like that.
I got to look at that.
Because, you know, what else can you do? I mean, it's so aggravating getting, you know, your time wasted with robocalls and
I do have one piece of software on my cell phone that gets probably 60 to 70% of them. But still, a few of them kind of get past the goalie. And, oh, they're fun. And you know how it goes. So if I could get one that could just zing them right back.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yeah,
I'll bring some stuff on that next time.
Oh, cool. That'd be
great.
So
that we have some avenues to venture into so that we can kind of work the other way.
And you know, the thing is, the poor person at that call center, they're just trying to make a living. It's nothing personal and stuff like that. It's their overlords.
Right.
They're the evil ones.
Yeah. So. Sure enough.
We've got more Tech Talk coming up in just a moment here with Charles Ball. I'm Tom Davis. Oh, by the way, our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. If you'd like to speak with Charles in charge, it's 740. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout. BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world.
click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM K-Rig. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville. CV's in Dewey and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 K-Rig.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. It is 7:42. Phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. I'm Tom Davis. Charles Mall is with us here. And we have been talking about all kinds of things that kind of get you pretty much on the personal level here when it comes to technology.
Yeah, it touches everyone, that's for sure, on all kinds of different fronts. And one request I got here a week or so ago, it says, okay, what kind of laptop would you recommend for me?
What kind of laptop
what
would
kind
you
recommend? Yeah. So I basically started, just asking the questions. Okay, how are you going to use it? Are you really going to be mobile? Because I've seen several people who get a laptop and they never move it, so it stays in one spot. You know, so I said, do you really need it to be mobile? Because, you know, you're driving up the cost that way. And then the other thing is, with Windows Update, it's like Patch of the Week Club. You know, there's so many updates, and like I was describing earlier, you know, when you can't print, when you can't get to the internet, you got all these issues to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting kind of unwieldy, so that's why there's getting ready to be some major changes to the operating systems to kind of modularize it. Like, for example, they have these containers now in the virtual world. So containers basically isolate the whole environment into this one space. It can't get out of that space, mm-hmm. which helps with compatibility issues, because when this thing doesn't work with that thing, you know, mm-hmm. it turns into a chore to isolate, okay, who's doing what, when, where, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, this troubleshooting exercise is interesting, but some of it could really be avoided if we just wouldn't overcomplicate our machine. Like, for example, I had one gal that she'd have like half a dozen things open all at the same time.
Oh, nice.
And she was wondering, how come, why I'm running this out of memory issue, and then when I'm actually trying to look for files, it takes forever to load things. Well, the way those programs work, you know, when they're sitting side by side, you're running on this one screen and slicing and dicing this, you know, your computing power between these applications, they do behave differently. Like, for example, one thing I tell people, okay, do you use Outlook? Outlook, by its nature, because it's got all these tentacles in there, when it loads, it tries to grab all the memory that it can.
Well, oh, yeah, well.
The problem with that is when you load the next program, it has less to work with, and it has to swap out to your hard drive, and so, you know, that slows the whole process down. So I say, okay, if you run Outlook, run it last.
Mm-hmm.
Make it the last thing, because then whatever space you have left, let it use that, but not take all the memory, you know, that you have available, because, you know, you're trying to basically do multiple things. They want to be able to jump from one thing to the other. And the other was, like, on this network drive, there's so many files that stay indexed in there. Uh-huh. When you have a whole bunch of large drives all mapped, you know, it keeps track. So, you know, when you see that list of files that you have in these folders, you know, on this network drive, it can't keep up with them after a while when there's just so many, you know, when there's like, you know, 10,000s of files that it has to keep an index for stuff like that. So that's all this stuff is kind of evolving, but it's essentially starting to isolate more so that, you know, it keeps them from kind of stepping on each other.
Yeah.
So that's kind of an ongoing thing. And like I say, it's just the change, just the rate of change that you're having to deal with. So, but you do have to, I'd say, for update frequency, at least once a month you should do updates, you know, for your virus scanner probably every day, you know, and then your operating system at least once a month,
mm-hmm.
you know, because stuff changes so quickly, and which, again, now you're making it more or less stable. You know, you don't know which way it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just this game that we have to play with our operating system, and that's why Windows is kind of starting to lose some favor now. That's why I think they're trying to move on to this next platform with the Windows 11 that starts to contain things more and, you know, isolating with these container concepts is going to be a shift for a lot of things. But the one that's really picking up, you know, back to my original thing about mm-hmm. suggesting laptops,
mm-hmm.
one thing I've been using lately is the Chromebook. Ah. I've just been using one of those little bitty Chromebooks, like they assign at schools. Mm-hmm. I want to say, okay, what can you really get out of this particular little environment that mm-hmm. to simplify things, you know, so that there's not so much stuff going on. And I'm finding it works really well. I'm really had good luck with it. And then when I access stuff, like I'm looking at servers or networks or stuff all over the place, I just pull up my browser and just go, like I log into my workstation at my office.
Uh-huh.
I'll see what's going on over there, or I'll look at somebody's network to see how their backups are doing. And I can do everything from my Chromebook. And so it's much cheaper. Well, you know, like, for example, when this one came out, I got one of the Samsung Chromebooks when they were the hot ticket. And
yeah.
I've had this thing probably 4 years. Yeah, close to four, maybe even 5 years. And it's held up well.
I had one of those, too. It was darn cheap, but, boy, was it
really
ever
cheap.
Efficient.
It was like $150.
Yeah, that's what mine was, yeah.
And now they're a lot more expensive.
Yeah, $219 to begin with.
Yeah.
Maybe $250.
Yeah, but the average Chromebook now is probably in the $400 and $500 range.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they're trying to beef it up because basically what they're doing, they're moving from this web-based, you know, where like with Android and Chromebooks, it's an Android-based system. So it's Google Drive in this. So it's moving everything from this one environment where you're using the browser and putting the applications on the local machine so it has, you know, some more functionality. But now it's going the way of the Windows as far as now it's complicating your machine again. You know, here we are trying to simplify it, and so much for that effort. It just kind of keeps going.
Wow.
So you have to just kind of chase it and says, okay. So that's why I've been doing some thinking about how to organize these little exercises. Like when you pick a Chromebook, you know, you've got different kinds of issues than you would if you had a Windows machine or had a laptop or a Mac or an iMac, whatever you have, and take these exercises where it's like going for a hike. You know, I used to be in this hiking club, you know, where we used to go to Osage Hills, and we'd get a collection of people together and just follow the trail. And, you know, so I've met a lot of interesting people doing that.
I bet.
Because every time we'd have a hike, different bunch of folks. So you get to meet new people every time. And, you know, it was just fun. It was fun. Have a little social time. But, you know, we would stop and have our little talks along the way.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought about doing that with this technology stuff, to go on, because everybody can get on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you go to this site, here's the trail.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pull up your phone or, you know, whatever device that we're mm-hmm. using. And we go through these exercises because I think those exercises really help you kind of gain on it. So instead of doing the same thing over and over,
mm-hmm.
you got to venture off the main path so that you can kind of learn a little more than just what you already know.
Oh, my. That really sounds cool. I like that.
Yeah. So I'm going to have that calendar on my itvillage.one site come up with trails so people can come up with ideas on, okay, well, they'd like to see about, you know, how do we do this? Like, for example, right now, two-factor authentication is a big thing.
Oh, it's huge, yeah.
And so now you can't trust passwords because there's software that will hack your, you know, figure it out if you got one level. So now they've got to have two levels.
Uh-huh.
And now they've got these, like the probably the most popular one is the Google Authenticator.
That's right.
It's actually an app, you know, that lets you mm-hmm. set up the authentication process so that you can get to all your sites securely because it verifies who you are constantly. And so going through the process of using stuff like that, I think would be really useful for people because, you know, people tend to go so far, but then when, you know, they can't see over the edge, you know, they're not going to go any farther. And these little tricks, you know, or these little hikes, as I would like to think of them as,
yeah,
make it a little bit more palatable because, you know, we have other people joining us and we can, you know, use Zoom sessions. We can have, you know, little videos that we actually use to kind of get people acclimated. So now are you ready for this hike? Because, you know, some hikes may be a little bit more rigorous than others.
As so, they say.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're going up and down hills, you know, so now it's a little more work. But, you know, if you want to go there, because the other side is, you know, now that we have all this computing power that's available mm-hmm. in the cloud, you don't even have to have your own machine yeah. anymore. Now you can use your browser to go log into other mm-hmm. environments that we can actually share the screens
yeah.
and make it a little more interesting as far as creating a development environment or people just wanting to get, maybe they're looking for a career change. It says, okay, what does it take to get into this? Because, you know, with computing stuff,
uh-huh.
it's all over the place. There's so many different directions to go. It'd be nice to get a little bit of an exposure into this or that. It says, well, I could do this or I could do that. Well, maybe you can, maybe you can't. You might as well find out yourself, you know, first-hand experience, nothing first. Like it. So maybe you stumble on a rock or two, but, you know, you keep going.
You keep going.
Yeah, and that's the problem about being too independent when you're on your, you know, because your personal computers are standalone
sure.
for the most yeah. part. So you have your own environment. You create, this works for me, and that's fine, except you don't grow as much. So mm-hmm. that's why it's nice to be with other people. Well, I found this is a nice way to do this, or this is a nice way to do that, and it helps alleviate a lot of steps. You know, so now you can basically become more efficient, and because some people on the machines, they just fly on there. Like my kids were kind of raised on there, because I remember my oldest daughter when she was like 13 could type 100 words a minute.
Ooh, no,
you know, faster than she could talk.
Man, that's
so,
something.
You know, but you know, so things are more natural for some than others.
Yeah.
Others, you know, they're still, because I remember when she was talking to people overseas on her chat sessions, and she would be watching the guys type with one finger. You could see the very slow response in their message. She'd have 5 or 6 IM, you know, message apps open, so she could have conversations with a bunch of them because she could just fly through.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where a lot of kids are now. So it's nice to know what their options are and what's good and what's bad.
Oh, man.
You know, so that's why I like to make these little tours real for people so that they actually can feel like, you know, get some confidence in using these little gadgets that we have that most of it, we don't even touch all the features.
At IT Village, you're never alone.
Yeah.
I like that. Charles, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arvest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk. 7:55 is our time, 75 degrees. And Charles Moe from IT Village is with us getting techie and showing us that it's not so scary. You've got friends along the way.
Yeah, back to my website that I use, my itvillage.one, is, you know, I've had this calendar on there for a long time, and it looks like there's nothing on there, But, you know, there's a lot of private calendars, you know, because I have, like, family calendars and stuff like that that require a login.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it looks so empty. You know, you really have to log in to be able to see anything. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I'd like to hear some feedback from some of our listeners. So if you can actually go to IT Village 1, you know, it's itvillage.1,
mm-hmm.
and look at that little email button that's right in the middle. It says, used to say join community, but I've kind of, you know, I don't have time to develop a community. I'm just trying to get along with the ones I'm in now, you know. Building new stuff just doesn't seem to fit in the cards anymore. I've got my hands full on so many fronts, but
wow.
I do have a lot of stuff that I'm always exploring, you know, because the thing about being in this IT business is you're always learning because there's always something new coming down the pike. And it's nice when you can do that as a group because, you know, having multiple eyes on something.
You're going to see things that you didn't.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. I'm looking forward. So it's finding the right group of people that would like to do that, and they're interested in developing their own, you know, personal environments to the, you know, make it more useful.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be the goal that I'm focusing on.
One of the environments that you were working on, it had to do with family and putting together different ways to kind of compact things, because I think it was right around the time you were doing your class reunion, too.
Mm-hmm.
You were working on different ways on just organizing the different communities.
Well, I've been looking at all the different mechanisms out there now, you know, like the Facebook,
uh-huh.
and the people are using TikTok, and, you know, there's all kinds of social media options out there where they have these short little snippets of stuff that they want to share.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the family stuff, that's more personal information,
yeah.
that needs to be really secured. So
yeah.
Essentially what I'm doing with that is creating these private environments. So now these are servers that are, you know, locked down and secure.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's got their own profile.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that families, you know, it'd be really nice to share and put it into a format that's not so locked down
yeah.
and controlled like Facebook. Because Facebook's kind of losing its oomph now. I mean, that's where the baby boomers are now, as opposed to, it used to be the kids.
Yeah.
Kids have moved on to TikTok and Instagram and, you know, these other options, which are more short, immediate, and, you know, they're just little snippets because there's no attention span. You know, if you spend more than 90 seconds, you've already lost people.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I get that part. Because it's all about the action, instant gratification, boom, boom, boom. Nobody wants
it
to stay
is.
Too long looking at a screen.
Yeah, nobody reads anymore either, you know, because I think...
No, they don't, it shows.
Yeah, because video is, it's almost like now you're getting the summary, you know, the Cliff Notes version of the book, you know, and it takes away from the imagination that would develop if you were reading, because now you have to use, you know, it's different. The visual stimulus is both good and bad. So
you know how people would always say, oh, the movie, yeah, the book was better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm seeing a time now where you're going to see a Facebook movie that lasts maybe 6 minutes.
Yeah.
That was a big novel. And people are going to say, well, the full movie was better. Oh, yeah, did you ever check the book?
Yeah.
You know, I can see that progression coming
up. Yeah.
Along.
So there's a lot of change in the air. So that's why I'm kind of wanting to ride that wave. But instead of trying to build something totally new, I just want to ride out all the stuff that's out there and say, okay, where's this going? Where's that going? And you want to go for a hike.
There you go. And happy trails, as they say.
Yep.
Now, tell everybody where they can find you, if they can find you, you elusive man, you.
Well, that's what I've been mentioning, itvillage.1.
That's it.
It's a calendar, basically, but, you know, there's a button in there where we can get in touch.
All righty. Hey, thank you very much for stopping by. It's good seeing you. I've missed you about half the summer, but we've got more coming up. In fact, the news is on its way next, and just a little bit more Tech Talk coming up next Saturday at this very same time.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville. K227 CQ Bartlesville. K236 CT Pawhuska.